of this podcast, which coincidentally might change its name. The goal will still be to help you to adjust your focus. But as a clarity coach, God continues to nudge me with the reminder that He has called me to use my voice to bring clarity. And while the original name, Momentum Focus, was intended to bring us into this common space to share each of our moments to help us to adjust our focus, I feel like somewhere in the name Momentum, which is sharing moments with them, like moment them, somewhere it became momentum, like moment UM, like endurance and fuel and charging, picking up the pace and hurry. So know that the change of the name is in process. And this morning, in a journaling and reflection through the Psalms, that's where He begins speaking intention to me. Like you to go on a walk with me, whether you're actually physically walking, if you're on a treadmill or outside, or you just let your mind and your heart go for a walk. Can we do that? Steady. I was teaching a class yesterday, and when the class was over, I asked one of the gym members how she was feeling and if the class felt right, quote unquote, for her. And she said, "I gotta tell you, it was a much slower pace than before, but it feels like it was exactly what I needed." Intentional about making it slower and steady to make sure that we knew what we were doing, when we were doing it, where each punch would land, that if we were moving our feet, it was on purpose, that it wasn't just a move. sure to identify that. Felt really kind. So that's what we're doing today. We're just picking up our feet, one foot in front of the other. Because I'm actually walking with you in this, you might hear my heart rate pick up just a tiny bit. One another, and that you actually invite us to get creative in how we encourage one another. Would you stir up our hearts and our minds to find the best creative ways to encourage each other? To love them, to lead them, to share our stories, to grow together. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. And amen. So this morning, thoughts went from wondering to wandering, and it almost began to feel slightly condemning. So I had to ask God to redirect my thoughts, not because I wanted to push them away or disregard them, but to the contrary, because I was a little afraid that I would go somewhere that I couldn't come back, because I could feel like the anxiety and the overwhelm. And again, I didn't want to push that away, but it was almost a desperate cry for God, would you remind me that you're still with me no matter where I go? Would you remind me that even if you call me into depths and valleys that feel like shadows of death, that you're still there? Psalms that remind us we can actually use the Psalms as a guide for our daily prayers. We're being reminded of the intentional use of emotion. For all of my literary poets, there's a beautiful use of iambic pentameter through the Psalms that almost feels rhythmic, like a hip-hop song. At least that's the way God speaks to me. Particular Psalms that the Lord was speaking to the rhythms of my heart that have been stuck in a sad song. And then spoke to my heart that gets moved by the beat of a song that's filled with joy, like a John Batiste. I don't want to call it a jingle, but a jangle. And there are these moments where God invites you in His Word, and He just holds you and He whispers over you, almost like a parent would rock their child and whisper and hum. Steady your steps and trust the Lord to move you. Prayer for delighting in God. It comes to you from Psalm 119, 1 through 32. I'm going to go quiet for a moment. Let you catch your breath. blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Good, how are you?
Good.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Your commandments. I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. Your mouth. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts, fix my eyes on your ways. Delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your instruction at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your our statutes. Thank you. Psalm 27, 1 through 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Light that keeps me safe. I am not afraid of anyone. You protect me, and I have no fears. Brutal people may attack and try to kill me, but they will stumble. Fierce enemies may attack, but they will fall. Armies may surround me, but I won't be afraid. War may break out, but I will trust you. I ask only one thing, Lord. Let me live in your house every day of my life, to see how wonderful you are and to pray in your temple. In times of trouble, you will protect me. You will hide me in your tent and keep me safe on top of a mighty rock. You will let me defeat all my enemies. Then enter your tent with sacrifices and songs of praise. Please listen when I pray. Have pity. Answer my prayer. My heart tells me to pray. I am eager to see your face. So don't hide from me, Lord. I am your servant, Lord, and you have helped me. Don't turn from me in anger. You alone keep me safe. Don't reject or desert me. Even if my father and mother should desert me, you will take care of me. Teach me to follow you, Lord, and lead me on the right path because of my enemies. Don't let them do to me what they want. People tell lies about me and make violent threats, but I know I will live to see how kind you are. People tell lies about me and make violent threats, but I know I won't live to see how kind you are. Trust the Lord. Be brave and strong.